What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time, brought to our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. And they crack open today's Daily Ticker with a Pelicano. Discover Pelican summer seasonal cerveza and drink in refreshment. Big Ten Media Days wrapped up yesterday. And it's been interesting to get a look at all these different teams and hear from coaches and kind of get ready for the start of the season as everybody opens up camp next week. One of the teams that went yesterday was Michigan State, going into year two under Jonathan Smith. And joining us now to talk about the Spartans is Stephen Brooks, friend of the show. Had him on before. Stephen M. underscore Brooks on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Michigan State beat reporter for 24/7 sports. Stephen, good morning to you. Before we talk Jonathan Smith and Michigan State, you're still in Vegas, so media days go on in Vegas this year. Historically, have not been in Vegas. James Franklin complained about this earlier in the week. I'm curious, from the reporter standpoint, we give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. How do we feel about Big Ten media days in Vegas?
Oh, man. I mean, personally, I go thumbs up. I love Vegas. I'll take any excuse to come out here. But professionally, I got to go thumbs down. I mean, a good chunk of Michigan State's other reporters did not come out here. I know that's the same for a lot of other of the traditional Big Ten schools, and it did feel kind of. We definitely didn't fill the space. I'll tell you that. If you could watch it on TV, it looked very vacant and desolate the whole time. I'm kind of surprised that no executive didn't jump in and like throw a background up or something, because it just looked like a ghost town. This is, to me, mentally, it's like, it's a drive thing. It's always been a drive. I'm driving to Chicago. I'm driving to Indy this time of year. It's a simple, easy in and out thing. This is a lot more involved, flying all the way out here to Vegas. So as much as I enjoy, like I said, or any reason to go to Vegas, I still hope that they move it back to sort of the traditional spots, because it's just better for everybody. More people, I should say.
Yeah. Before we ask you about the football stuff, are you up or are you down for the trip at Vegas?
What's that now?
Are you up or are you down? Like, are you won money or are you losing money?
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, I am down. I was up last time I was here, so I foolishly thought, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm just going to do that again. And so today is redemption day, hopefully.
Well, I watched Jonathan Smith's stuff yesterday's opening remarks. He had three questions asked, and then he, you know, scampered off to do the more local media one-on-one stuff. I saw some of the quotes you got from him and covering it. We're just going to ask the question straight up, like, can he survive another sub-500 season in East Lansing? I don't know if it's just us having the mix of the fans out here don't like him and are upset that he just abandoned the program that he went to, or the fit seemed weird at Michigan State given his personality type, but can he survive another sub-500 season in East Lansing?
Survive, yes. I mean, if we're talking an outright disaster, like 2-10, maybe not. But like another 5-7, even a 4-8, I would say survive, yes. But obviously then you're talking, you know, intense heat coming in the next year. And that would, you know, he'd have to pull off something miraculous probably to survive it after that. So you know, his days would be numbered, I think. He's now working under a new AD. A guy named Jay Batt, you know, sort of a younger guy, up and comer, climber, came from Georgia Tech where he was only there for 2 years. Before that, he was at Alabama where he was the football liaison for Nick Saban. So, you know, and he came right out and said in his opening press conference, like, football drives the department, football drives everything, you know, in terms of success here. So, to answer your question, yes, he will. They also would owe him, you know, a good, I think, $30 million, I want to say, if they hired him this year. So, yeah, there's some financial elements, too. But, I just don't think the new AD, Jay Batt, is going to want to eject him after 2 years. I don't think there's a lot of appetite to pay that buyout right away. So he would survive, barring some sort of total collapse or embarrassment. But then, like I said, he'd be coming into next year with, you know, blisters on his back from how hot his feet would be.
That is a lot more than I thought.
That's a lot of money for a buyout right there. Stephen Brooks is our guest, Michigan State beat reporter, 24/7 Sports, still down in Vegas as Big Ten Media Days wrapped up yesterday. You can follow him on Twitter at StephenM_Brooks. It's not always a great indicator of how things will turn out, but I'm always curious in these situations to ask, how does the fan base feel about this? You know, every time a coach gets hired at every school around the country, there's a honeymoon period. We made a great hire. This guy's going to be incredible. Look at all the good things that he's done. And it doesn't take long for the honeymoon phase to wear off. Is the Michigan State fan base there? Are they giving him time? Are they patient? Are they saying, what the hell are we getting into? I'm curious where the fan base is at going into year two.
I mean, of course, there's a spectrum. I think most folks just don't know how to feel yet, though, if that makes any sense. I mean, as you guys said earlier, like, Smith's just very sort of has a muted personality. You know, he's not very rah. He's not rah-rah at all. You know, he's not, like, bombastic at all. He doesn't necessarily, like, light up the room when he walks in. He doesn't have that kind of presence, really. He doesn't say a ton in press conferences. Now, he doesn't BS you, which I appreciate. He gives you the truth of what he thinks and everything, but he doesn't go over the top to elaborate. So I just don't think – I know fans feel like they don't really know him even after one full season, you know, and what he's all about. And they were frustrated because he keeps sort of that same poker face, stoic demeanor on the sideline. And there were some games that were not going well and the TV camera cuts to him and he just looks like he's locked in watching like a TV show or something. Like there's just no expression. There's no energy or emotion being displayed on his face. So I think folks are still kind of trying to figure him out and understand that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, run through the wall guy necessarily to be a good coach, but they do want to see some of that. They want to see a little more emotion and stuff. I don't think some people didn't love how he handled the Michigan rivalry, where he basically kind of said afterwards, like, yeah, I had my eyes open to it. And there was, he made a small little comment the week of talking about, maybe he'd have the Dodgers game on an iPad or something while the game was, you know, it was a small joke, but Some of the thin-skinned folks didn't take it as a joke and still hold that against him, which I think is dumb. But so anyway, I just think people don't really know him yet. You know, I mean, he doesn't do a lot of extra media stuff or anything. And like I said, when he is in front of a camera, it's concise, it's brief, it's to the point. So that's really the sense I get. I mean, people want it to succeed. Some people have already convinced it's not. I don't think that's a lot. Some people are still super bought in, you know, and in that honeymoon period. But I think the biggest cohort is just kind of waiting to make a determination and trying to just kind of in the middle in terms of we don't know what to feel about this guy yet. Obviously, we want him to win, so please win and we'll feel good about you. But right now, they just don't really. It's not like they really have dug in their claws and felt like, all right, he's our guy. We're backing him to the death. There's still kind of a feeling out period.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's okay. Oregon State fans don't feel like they know him either, and he coached the team and then just left
for a decade
and went to Michigan State.
I don't know a lot about that guy. He's kind of quiet.
I am curious. I don't want this to be a doom and gloom of like, hey, man, is he going to get fired? How bad are they going to be? But I'm curious, though, in the second year, noticeable changes for you going into camp. Like, what areas, I guess, would you say on paper seems like that's going to improve this year in year two for him and the program?
Yeah, I think offensively they've got some good things going on. And they, you know, they struggled to score points last year. They struggled to finish in the red zone, and they struggled with turnovers, especially in the first half. So, I mean, Aiden Childs at quarterback, and this might sound crazy, but like I don't know if there's another Big Ten quarterback I would pick over him if I was starting a team today. I mean, physically the guy has all the tools, can make all the throws. He's an NFL player physically, but mentally he's got to get sharper and learn to play the quarterback position better to become more efficient. Become better with the ball. So I think he will take a step in year two as a starter, as a junior now. But elsewhere, what you're really going to notice, I think, is they're going to be better at receiver. They have Nick Marsh, who's a sophomore, was a four-star kid coming in and proved to be their best receiver as a true freshman last year. Now they've added in a couple transfer pieces that I think are really going to help him out, and you're not going to be able to just point all your weapons against Nick Marsh defensively and try and shut him down, because these other guys are going to be able to make you pay. Like, I mean, I'm talking about Omari Kelly from Middle Tennessee, and Krishan McCray from Kent State, Evan Boyd from Central Michigan. Those are guys that have been getting a ton of buzz. And I think it's just going to be a rising tide lifts all boats situation on offense. Cause I do think Nick Marsh, 100% has all Big Ten potential. And I think, even all American potential, maybe even this year. So he's a real deal. I mean, he's going to be a pro. So whatever you can do to help him out and giving them those supplementary weapons, I think it's going to be big. They should be able to put up a good amount of points. Now, that will come down to the offensive line. I'm sure I've said it on here before. I've said it pretty much every year I've covered this team, because it's been a weakness for a long time, that position. The Michigan State just has not been good enough up front for a long time. You know, in 2021, they won 11 games. That was kind of the outlier. But even then, they had one seventh-round pick on that offensive line. So it's just been a program-wide weakness going back to Mark D'Antonio. And I think they're finally going to turn a corner there this year. They brought in some transfers as well to help them out there. Matt Gulbin from Wake Forest was honorable mention, all ACC. He's going to start at center for him. And a kid named Connor Moore was a FCS All-American tackle at Montana State. Makes the jump up to the Big Ten. And they won a big recruiting battle there against Ohio State and Cincinnati to bring him in. So then I have some returning veterans and whatnot. So I think the offensive line will actually be decent, could be average within the Big Ten, which I know, I understand doesn't sound like much, right. But they've been well below average for the better part of my 8 years covering them. So if they could just get to average, that would be a big step, honestly. I know what it sounds like, but that actually would. And then you're talking about getting the running game to a decent spot. They were 16th, I think, in the league last year at rushing. You guys know what they were looking like at Oregon State and how important that was to what they were. And then the play-action game that stems off of that, how important that was, critical to who they were at Oregon State. And they just didn't have that threat really at all last year. And I think they're going to get better in that regard to make the whole offense work and work the way they want it to.
Wow, that was a sizzler. Gave us one of those on Aiden Childs. Now, we'll close up here, Stephen. Oh, we appreciate your time, man, in Vegas. We'll let you get back to the tables. I guess on the Aiden Childs point, because Jonathan tried to bring this up yesterday, Big Ten Media Days, of like, look at his first half to his second half, right? I think 7 of his 11 interceptions on the season came in the first 4 games of the year, and then he settled in and got better as the year went on. The turnovers were cut down a little bit. So how much of the Aiden Childs opinion that you have on him has to do with the way that he played in the back half of the year? And then just on top of that, like, if you feel that strongly about him at quarterback, they have a very manageable schedule this year. A great chance to start 3-0 with 3 home games right out of the gate. No Oregon, no Ohio State on the schedule. You get Penn State and Michigan at home. What are the expectations for you this year in terms of win-loss?
So I became an Aiden Childs fan from Oregon State because being out on the road after covering these games, I'm up in hotels at, 11, 12, 1 a.m. and stuff. And, oh, there's some Oregon State football kicking off here. Let me tune in here. So I saw that guy playing behind EJU. I was like, whoa. And then he comes over here and I dive more into him and everything. I've been impressed by him for a long time. I'm a big believer in his. I just think, like I said, physically, tools-wise, like there's NFL guys that would trade some of what they got for what he's got, I believe. But mentally and just feel savvy, that type of stuff, that's where he's got to get a whole lot better. You know, they talked up in the spring about just IDing coverage, sort of basic processing stuff just wasn't happening good enough or fast enough. So they did bring in a new quarterbacks coach to work specifically with, those guys. Then Brian Lindgren now steps back as the sort of big picture offensive coordinator, seeing, touching every part of that unit. So I'll be curious to see what that yields in terms of Aiden's improvement and development. But yeah, I've been a fan of his for a long time. Even, it was a roller coaster. I mean, it would be an, oh my God, hold your breath throw in a good way. That's a Sunday throw. And then the next one is like face palm. I can't believe that, you wouldn't throw that ball in junior varsity type of throw. So that could be two consecutive throws right there. So there's consistency, there's processing, mental stuff, but, if you can put it all together, man, there's a lot there that I really like at that position. So then to your other point, expectations, I mean, they got to get back to a bowl game. I know it's not that high of a bar, but they haven't been in 3 years. It's for a Big Ten program, a program that considers itself in the, not the penthouse, but the upper-ish tiers of the Big Ten, to not be in a bowl game for 3 years in a row is pretty bad, quite honestly. So, and they had a chance last year going into the last game at home against Rutgers, and they got demolished. So that they left the season with a pretty bad taste. They got to get to a bowl game, So I think, and I'm picking them, I believe. I don't have this final, but I'm going to lean towards 6-6. The thing is that they're in the same sort of talent tax bracket as a year ago. I mean, they could have won two more games even as they were last year. So I still think that they're between a 5-8 win team. I think that's their range. I see 5 wins sort of getting out of bed when you look at their schedule. The first 3, I think they beat UCLA at home. I don't have a lot of faith in that program. And I think they beat Maryland to end the year. That's 5. So where are they going to win in the coin flip? Where are the coin flip wins for them? Penn State is not going to go well. I can tell you that right now. That's a guarantee. But pretty much every other game is a coin flip. Even Michigan. Michigan's obviously more talented than them, but they can historically always play them close. It's at home. That is a coin flip game. So how many of those are they going to get? Because they didn't get enough of them last year. So that's where I'm at. I think they have to get to a bowl game, even if it's 6-6. That wouldn't please everybody, to be honest. But it would do enough, I think, to keep, the flames off of his back a little bit moving into next year. And it would be progress. And you also got to know what those 6 look like. Is one of them Michigan? Do you maybe play Penn State to a 1-score game or something? Are there moments that are promising within there? Is it hey, you got swept in November because you got injured again? Last year they were really banged up by the end of the year, especially in the defensive backfield. Does Aiden Childs miss 2 or 3 games, and that's the reason that you drop a couple to a Minnesota or something that you maybe didn't think you would? So the context matters, but that's about where I'm at. I think they could win 8 on the high end. I guess if a miracle strikes, then maybe 9. We're talking everything coming together, everybody developing, and everybody being way better than we think. And I think on the low end, it's 5, maybe 4 wins is an absolute disaster play.
Yeah, great stuff. Stephen Brooks, live in Vegas, covering Michigan State as they go into year 2 under Jonathan Smith. Stephen_Brooks on Twitter. Go give him a follow, Michigan State beat reporter for 24/7 sports. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas, man. Can't wait for football season. I'm sure we'll do this again soon. Thanks as always.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.